Hello, this is James Grumig on a very special broadcast of Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media. This show is being recorded on Thursday afternoon, the 7th of March. Why is that important? Because is it False Flag Thursday? Is Joe Biden's speech set up to remove him off stage? Is this Joe Biden's last speech? I don't know. But Josh Reed and I are going to do a live stream tonight. So this probably show will probably air after that. So if you didn't see the live stream with Josh and I, go back and check it out on rumble.com, right? /Red Pill Project. You will find it there because Josh and I are going to cover this live tonight. It's a big deal. But you know what's a big deal? Trump, President Trump dropping a brand new ad to shove it up the deep states. You know what? Let's go to the video.
More than a country, more than a shining city on a hill, the idea of America lives in each and every one of us. America lives. But a storm has gathered at our shores, a tempest that seeks to tear apart the fabric of our nation. It seeks nothing less than the wanton destruction of this great nation of men and women. It seeks to rip out, erase, and supplant the very foundations of practicality and reason. It seeks to erase us. We know this enemy. They have existed throughout time, and now they have come for us. And they have come for our children. We watch the clouds coalesce and gather. We watched them form for decades from the distance as they approached our borders. We heard the clap of thunder echo in our minds and rattle down through the halls of our capitals. We have, most of us, become complacent, unaware, and disengaged while the darkness grew and unfolded around us. Slowly, then all at once. This threat is real. What we face is a hurricane of deceit and moral decay with the goal of absolute power. We face a true battle of good versus evil. If we stand by and do nothing, evil will triumph. But that is not our fate. We are great men. We are great men with a great leader. A leader that loves this nation and what it has given back to him. A leader who seeks the same ideals as we do. Ideals of truth, liberty, and justice. He sees the greatness in us and the great potential in America and its future. He seeks to make America great again. This man will guide us, but he cannot do it alone. It takes every one of us alongside him. It takes work, it takes faith, and it takes resolve. Together we can fight this storm. We can fight and we will win. Unite now. Gather alongside him. Come together for this nation. Bear the colors of red, white, and blue that are woven into the fiber of this nation, saturated with the blood of patriots that came before us. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice your effort to rebuild this nation together. Together we can save America, the America that lives in all of us. Trump 2024.
I love that, Marty. You know, it's the timing, of course, is Trump's excellent in timing, right? We got the State of the Union address tonight, and Trump drops this new video this morning, and it's got ADD, you know, a new ad by Trump. Like, is that a misspelling by whoever put it out, or is that a Trump misspelling on purpose? I don't know, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that yet. That's quite an ad.
Yeah, well, it's accurate in the deep states, in deep shit. I'm going to just put it in New York English out there, right? Victoria Nuland, Miss Ukraine, she resigned. Zelensky's wife wore beard for the tranny. Zelensky himself was invited by Biden, is not showing up tonight. And they got fences all around, right, the Capitol, right? So Washington's locking down again because Biden's concerned about what, MAGA or a false flag by the FBI? What are your thoughts?
Right. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about MAGA. They haven't protested yet. It's the controlled opposition that's doing all that. They're setting it up everywhere.
Trump's not in Wash like January 6th when everyone showed up. This is not the case. So it might be a ghost town, literally.
Yeah, and they've tried to suck people into that. That's been going on for a while, but they're not biting, to their dismay. And the controlled opposition is becoming more and more obvious. I mean, we've talked about it in the past. You've got instances that people are starting to realize that the circular reporting and the platforms that are out there, like Steve Bannon and Naomi Wolf, they're all pushing and propping each other up to the point that it's becoming real obvious to people. I mean, recently, Naomi Wolf took exception to something that Josh Yoder said about her husband having intel community connections. And they came out and they went ballistic in a podcast on Pete Santilli. And the funny thing about it is during that whole podcast, they sat there and admitted that her husband was intel community and that she was connected, had a partnership with Leslie Manoukian, who's in litigation with the U.S. Freedom Fighters. So when you watch that, it's just comical. And if it wasn't for Steve Bannon, who in the Patriot movement or in the Freedom Lane would listen to a word that Naomi Wolf had to say? She's been on the wrong side of history since she came on the scene with Bill Clinton.
She's a Clintonite. And so I love when a Daily Beast called her MAGA 2 weeks ago in an article. That made me laugh. I mean, like, you know, they're trying to prop her up as one of us, and she's never been, right? And her her ex-husband and the current husband, were they CIA or something to that effect?
Well, her ex-husband is Shipley. I mean, is it David Shipley? I forget his name. He writes for he's an editor for the Washington Post.
If you're an editor of Washington Post, you are CIA, no matter what. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. And her, after taking exception and wanting Josh Yoder to retract it, he talked about her husband, Brian O'Shea, having intel community connections. He came on Pete Santilli and mocked Pete Santilli for not knowing that he was intel, military intelligence. So it's laughable. And then you got Steve Bannon pushing her as though she's the answer to everything, where anything she reports has already been reported. They tried to suppress it. She comes out 2 or 3 years later talking about it.
Yeah.
Which this goes into many other things. You have Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, who I've dealt. In fact, I'll tell you, there's a situation right now where I'm having an issue with them that they pulled a bait and switch on me, where I wrote an article about Leslie Manoukian being called out by Raul Labrador with the Idaho AG. They sent a letter to the federal judge saying that she's misrepresented things in court and just flat out lied. And Jim and Joe Hoff pulled the bait and switch and put it on Joe Hoff's blog so that nobody would see it. It was supposed to go on Gateway Pundit. He props up Naomi Wolf, calls her an American treasure. If people would just do their homework or remember and look into what Naomi Wolf spent all about these years, they'll find these are far left progressives that got us in the mess that we're in right now.
Yeah, and that's why first of all, I don't follow movements. That's why the Patriot movement, the Health Freedom movement, or whatever, they all sitting around that. There are no leaders to any of these movements. No one elected them. They're claiming to be top of the hill or any of that stuff like that. And I'll give you an example. So let's stay on Naomi Wolf for a second. Back in October, they started using a language adulterated of the bioweapons, right? The vaccines. Well,
right.
Adulterated comes out of nowhere. Like, oh, now you can go sue Pfizer and stuff, right? Oh, because it is adulterated. Well, the funny, ironical thing is last night, I had a phenomenal show with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger in particular. And she's with the World Health Organization. She's a scientist over there in Europe. And she made a couple of amazing points. One is the injections, the COVID injections, have neither phosphine or oxygen, which is the rudiments for life. So without, there's no life in it. So it's not a bio weapon. It is a nano weapon. So it's always been adulterated. So for Naomi Wolf, right, you want to talk about a bait and switch, those vaccines are not safe and effective. They were weaponized to kill. They're nanotechnology, right? They're mechanical in nature. They're not bio. They're not even close to bio. And so for her to come out with others like Robert Malone, with others like, Steve Kirsch claiming, oh, adultery, you could all sue. They started pairing that nonsense. And when they start borrowing from other people, I realized, well, you know, I've been in the vaccine injury world for 20 years through my son. So I'm like, what a bunch of BS this is. Because first of all, the vaccines have always been adulterated. They've always had human DNA cells in it. They've always had all of this stuff in it. They've always been adulterated. It's never about the disease or give you a attenuated virus and then you go ahead and get cured from it. No, they have always been adulterated. It's never been sold for what's inside. So I find it stunning that they have the nerve to do that, but that's what they've done. Continue. Well,
and we got away from the original point, and this was part of the game. If people don't realize that's how they play it, is they leapfrogged past the Nuremberg Code and made it as though there's nothing you can do with the pharmaceutical companies involving that, when in fact it was all illegal. The idea you had people like Aaron Seeley, Naomi Wolf, Steve Kirsch, yep, Steve Bannon, they're all pretending as though the Nuremberg Code didn't exist. You absolutely cannot. I don't know. Did you lose me?
No. Aaron Cates is coming up. Don't worry about him. Just keep going.
The whole thing with the idea that you're going to jump past that and go right to religious exemptions was all a game. And they played the game. Yeah, it was all a game. So you just have a continuation of that. And what's really funny is now you have Naomi Wolf, who Steve Bannon is propping up as though the tip of the spear. She's never got anything right when it came to COVID.
No. She's always borrows from other people. This is kind of my point. Right. She never creates, it's like a typical leftist. They never be able to create anything. They borrow something. They're sort of like Chinese copycats at the end of the day. Right. That's how I see her. Absolutely. And when I called all of them out on stage on the word adulterated back in early December at a conference, the word adulterated went away from social media because I called them out and the whole audience.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I said, when they use the word adulterated, you know, the controlled opposition, the only controlled opposition use those words. Now, let's take General Flynn. Right. I respect what he's done, this and that. Thank you for service. However, he's come out now and using a word, oh, I believe there's a black swan event coming, and therefore there's going to be no election. Well, that's kind of ironical since he called his new studio, which opened last August, his TV studio. He called it what? Guard the Vote 2024, which is cringeworthy for a billboard, but like really. So you're guarding the vote, and yet now you're coming out and joining what I've been saying since the beginning of the year. There is going to be no election this year. We're going to be very entertained. Trump is the bait, and people don't understand this. Yes, he's going to continue the election, right? The visibility of the election, because he's drawing the Democrats, the deep state, to do something against him. And when they do, they'll commit their final act of treason. That is how I see this playing out. And when it all goes down and when all the people in the world learn their truth, there's going to be absolutely no election this year because there's no reason for one. Keep going, Marty.
Yeah. And back to the whole, you know, with Flynn, I agree with you. The stuff that comes out of Flynn's mouth just is kind of laughable. It's like one minute you're going to guard the vote, the next minute there's not going to be election. He's all over the board. But yep, beyond that, getting back to the controlled opposition, the Operation Mockingbird is set up in the alt-right media where you can see the circular reporting. You know, then you have Naomi Wolf who jumps right to pushing a company by the name of a wellness company. And from there, people don't realize they also own, Foster Colson, one of the owners of the wellness company, owns Vigilant News Network.
Yep.
And who's the editor-in-chief of Vigilant News Network? None other than somebody who was at the Daily Cloud with Naomi Wolf prior to going to Vigilant News Network to be the editor-in-chief. But nobody knows who it is.
Right.
It's an anonymous editor-in-chief.
Right. And the wellness company has been buying up James O'Keefe and others now. So anyone connected to Wells Company, I'm not accusing them of anything, but audience, question, research.
Well, they're
wonder.
They're Keep taking it. Yeah, they're taking a playbook right out of Big Pharma, and they're going up and buying up all the alt media who's out there pushing like a report on. And why not put an anonymous editor in chief, a cartoon character, a Fox, is your editor in chief, who can't even be challenged on the garbage that they're putting up, you know, scaring people with the water supply, when in fact, you know, if you're accurate about what they're purporting to report, it's about the waste supply. Now, I don't know about you. I don't drink wastewater. That's not my water
supply. No, no, that's not what water supply either.
Doing it like right. They're sponsoring what appear to be articles as though they're informing people. They're paying the folks at Breitbart and Gateway Pundit to put up this garbage.
Yeah, and of they do dabble too much in fair porn, and that's not good for anyone. And that's not the way forward. It is not. It's not going to be the way forward for much longer. Right. And when this all comes down, I'm talking about the big event or events, plural, the black swan. Let's just call it that, the 2024 black swan. When this happens, because this is going to happen, because Trump is leading the Democrats down the path because he's the bait. When that happens, it's going to be game over, and then everyone's going to be exposed, and the financial system's going to go crashing down. And that's further going to expose all of the corrupt bastards in this planet.
Right. And one more point I want to make on that, though, with the Vigilant Fox, because I find this hysterically funny. The CEO of the wellness company, Peter Galuli, when I questioned why they won't even tell us, give a reason why they won't tell us who Vigilant Fox is, who happens to be a male nurse. I'll break it here. I don't know if people know. We're still tracking down information on him.
He's not an Obama acolyte.
Yeah. He's not a, well, we don't know yet.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know yet. Maybe.
His name is Kevin Chase. But they don't want to give details on him. They don't want his name being known. But when I was questioning this, Peter Galuli, the CEO of the wellness company, went out and announced to the world that I was Vigilant Fox.
Oh, that's even funnier, because I know you're not.
Yeah.
you're not. You haven't been deep into the vaccine space. You've been deep into the Chicago corruption space, the Laura Loomard space, right? The controlled opposition space. That's where you're focused. So I can absolutely know you're not Vigilant Fox.
Yeah, and here I am. If I'm Vigilant Fox, I guess I'm going to start speaking for the Vigilant News Network and tell you, in all my years of doing this, I've never seen such nonsense being put in and put out as though it's fact. Now, when you look a little deeper, I will tell people somewhere that is worth going to look at the work that she's done is Amazing Polly St. George at Fringe News. That's it. Her Twitter is at Fringe News.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, I take that back. Fringe Views. FRINGE Views. And you'll get some pretty interesting information there. She's doing a great job of making the connections to people like Dave Lopez and Eric Prince of Blackwater.
She's all over the wellness company and doesn't like what she sees, so she believes it's controlled opposition. I'm just putting out there a very blanket general statement for what Amazing Paul has been researching the last 3 weeks. I find it interesting. And she's on Rumble, so she has these long, detailed videos. And to tell you the truth, when I was locked down in New York City in 2020, right, due to this COVID psyop, she was reporting from her apartment, I guess, up in Canada somewhere, and she was really done amazing research. She'd go find like a Bill Gates connection to a Gavi connection back to the World Health Organization, back to a UN connection. She'd make all of these links, and so it's extremely good going down rabbit holes and connecting other rabbit holes to each other. That is her gift. And so now she's doing it in a way, because the Patriot Movement, there's no such thing as the Patriot Movement. I don't want people to understand this nonsense. Trump is not going to create a new party. He's already said this, right? We got a party, but we're getting rid of the Uniparty. We're getting rid of the enemy. That's what's happening. But there's no health freedom movement. We're going to give the truth to the best of our ability. We're going to bring on experts to the best of our ability, but do not follow or hero worship, because that's the old system. That's the matrix. We're too much into celebrities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Politicians, everyone put on pedestals, glorified kings and queens is all bullshit. We got to get
right, absolutely.
We got to go back to God and Jesus, and that's what you got to do. Go ahead, Marty.
Well, and that's why I appreciate what you do so much. The thing with the circular reporting in these different platforms is that's what they have.
Because they don't spend the money investigating because they don't want to go. They'll take you to the mountain of truth. They'll never take you. You'll never summit with them. You'll never go all the way on top.
Right.
Right. So they'll give you 80%, maybe 90. They'll put a lot of fiction in it, though. And you can't tell which is an old CIA trick. Right. So they mix everything up. Right. And they're trying to bait people like you and I doing real reporting. But I'm not worried about it.
Oh, no. And what you have is you won't get on those platforms. If you want to come and show them the smoking gun evidence of what's happening, you're not going to get on those programs.
No, and I'm not bringing them on my platform either. And that's the whole idea behind decentralized media. Yeah. We're not going to be part of the groupthink that's now infected or whatever, the conservative movement, right, with a lot of lefties coming into the conservative. They never were conservative. Right. Opinions. And if somehow the Democrats won in the election, if it happens this year, right, there's no way. They're going back to them, right? The scorpion never changes what a scorpion does. It continues to sting. That's the reality. You talk about circular reporting a couple of times. We're going to go to Aaron Cates in a minute, but I want to play a 20-second video on Mexico because they used a pickup truck and the Mexican people were protesting and they smashed it into the President Palace's door. So there's a lot of action going worldwide. It's not just the United States. We have strikes with Lufthansa. We have today in Germany, get the railroad shut down. There is a lot of stuff going on. And the world's falling apart. Hallelujah, because that's the only way we're going to. I love that, Marty, right? It's a worldwide phenomenon. The farmers striking all over Europe. There's a lot of things going on. The people are organizing and they're fighting back. We're a little slow in the United States, but like I said, Trump is setting up the entire Democrat system for a downfall, for a major downfall. That's coming. Marty, you got a minute? Close out, please.
Yeah, and what people have to be real careful of is going into a time like this, you have to be real careful about who you're listening to as far as the advice of what to go. There was many people, and I tried to tell people before January 6th, and I know you did too, it was a trap. And people need to be careful not to follow the controlled opposition into how to react to what's going on in today's news. And I see that happening, that all of a sudden, there's a lot of focus on what's going on in the border, but after 3 years, why now? Why all of a sudden are we waking up to the fact that many people are coming into this country that we shouldn't have been let in? And all of a sudden, you're going to wake everybody up all at once. Everyone's going to start talking about it. You're going to start second guessing what you're told and who you follow from this point forward.
Absolutely. Marty, thank you for your time. Aaron, stay with me for a minute. I'm going to go through a PowerPoint and introduce you and also pitch where people can find Marty's work. Thank you very much, Marty.
All right. Thanks, James.
Hey, let's get into today the PowerPoint, the show that Aaron Cates is coming on in a moment, live on location at a synagogue in Toronto, where there were protests on Sunday, I believe. So this is the fall of Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau, episode 52, Marty Waters and Inspector Aaron Cates out of Canada. You have me. I've left Beyond the Bible because Tracy White's going to take over, and I believe we're in crunch time, dire crunch time worldwide with events going on. So I'm covering unrestricted warfare either four or five times a week now. I'm focusing completely on the deep state, the cabal, all of that. That's what my focus is going forward. But continue to watch Tracy on Beyond the Bible. She'll continue to put out two episodes a week. Highly recommend it. Aaron, let's talk about Trudeau. Trudeau has used public money to harass political enemies. That sounds American. What's going on? Aaron, you there?
Can you hear me, James?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
true.
Man.
Like, right now, I just gave about $1.4 billion to CBC after they just laid off about 10% of the workforce in December. And yep. viewership is down by like probably 30-40%, similar to CNN and to the others, leftist, liberals, communist propaganda, you know, news. And basically, all that money is being filtered out. And every time you watch CBC, it makes my stomach cringe. Honestly, I feel like releasing my lunch, because the truth is that when you see it, some of the things they talk about, especially when it came to vaccines, they're still promoting vaccines. You know, it doesn't work. So everyone's sick. Everyone, God forbid, you know, 6 degrees of dying of cancer or turbo cancers. And they're still promoting. Now they're coming out with measles are coming back. They want to promote vaccine for measles very soon. So, you know, this money has been filtered, and it can't be, I would say, defund CTV, CBC. And we need more people like myself, who's right now, James, we're talking Canada, we're talking religion in the past interview. I'm right in front currently. I don't know if you can put my where I am here, but I'm around the center of the controversy, as that you've seen with recently on InfoWars with Reese. Basically, I'm at the Bayit in Thornhill, north of Toronto, and there's supposed to be a big Palestinian protest, because apparently, you know, inside here there's a real estate convention, and the real estate is being sold to for condos in Tel Aviv, houses, Jerusalem, and there's some controversy about some of the land being, you know, also sold in the West Bank. But this has been going on for years. Nothing to do with Gaza, nothing to do with the war. This event has been going on for years. But this year, of course, with the whole Hamas situation going on, you know, our lovely friends are planning to come to synagogues. And they were just at a synagogue in Thornhill also just on Thursday, which I sent you video, or sorry, Sunday morning. Yep. And now they're coming to Thursday today to the one of the biggest synagogues in Toronto. Now, I have no problem. Everyone has the right to express their opinion, but that's what Ottawa is supposedly for, except they freeze bank accounts. So I guess they're going to freeze everyone's bank account. But now it's okay to come to synagogues and protest. And on last Sunday, unfortunately, some people, or fortunately, they got caught on the other side trying to come in to the synagogue. Who knows what they would do, and nefarious things were being done. But the truth is that that should not be allowed. Like, no protesting. I'm not coming to a mosque. I have no intention. Everybody should have the right to
church or anything like
protest.
That.
This is, correct. This is Canada. This is Toronto. Last Friday, there was a Palestinian protest right outside, Saturday, downtown Toronto with Trudeau, the whore of Havana, and the Italian premier, the conservative lady. They couldn't get to the event because the protests were right in the way, blocking them from getting to the event. Everywhere you go now, you go on the airport, there's a protest. You go on a bus or at the Union Station where the trains go in downtown Toronto, there's protest. It's happening everywhere on the highway. And this is what Canada's come. And me and you have spoke about this. Are they looking for martial law, James? Because
President
Trump said it. Eventually, something's going to happen somewhere.
It's going to be a false flag. And let me go back to my PowerPoint and you hang on for a minute, because we got Joe Biden's speech tonight. And I think that might be a possibility for a false flag. I think things are getting propped up, and let me get into it so I can explain myself to the audience, and we'll come right back to you in a minute.
Okay.
All right, here we go. One, boom, boom. All right, so this is a defense of setting up for Joe Biden tonight. Really weird. You know, no MAGA people are going to show up. So who's going to show up? Are they going to dress up as MAGA, the FBI? They're going to get some Ukrainian soldiers or some Palestinian soldiers to come in and claim they're somebody else and claim there are some white conservatives? Is this what we're getting propped up to? I don't know. But this is also strange, right? So you see this massive United States Capitol Police, you know, location, right? So you got this not hazmat unit, but you got this, what would I call this? This is a communications truck, obviously, but this is sort of like their mobile version of it, so they can bring at their fusion center and guide everything between the Biden FBI and everyone else that's going to be down there. And I wouldn't be anywhere near DC at this point, not at all, right? What's interesting is Zelensky's beard, which means she's not really Zelensky's wife, because Zelensky's a pedophile, tranny, satanic bastard. but she is the public face of Zelensky. She was invited to Joe Biden's, State of the Union speech tonight, and she dissed Joe and said, no, thank you. So she's out. I love Trump, right? I am pleased to inform you that tomorrow night's will be doing a live play-by-play of crooked Joe Biden's State of the Union address. I will correct and rapid response any and all inaccurate statements, especially pertaining to the border and his weaponization of the DOJ, FBI, AGs, Attorney General, right, and district attorneys to go after political opponents. This sounds like Canada to me. Right, Aaron?
That is correct. Yeah.
They're not only going after Trump, they're going after Robert F. Kennedy, the independent. Democrats have opened a federal investigation into RFK Jr. DNC accused RFK Jr. campaign and super PAC of illegal coordination and seek to exclude him from the presidential ballot. They want everyone off the ballot. They want Trump off the ballot. They want RFK Jr. off the ballot. They want Jurassic Joe on the ballot by himself, because I guess that's the only way he can win. This is kind of hilarious. But let me have this wonderful little quote here. When asked about how fascism starts, Bertrand Russell replied, first they fascinate the fools. That was 2020's COVID psyop. Then they muzzle the intelligent. That's been the last three of us trying to tell the truth. This is the war, the information war we're dealing with. You can find Aaron Cates, Inspector Cates. He's on Real Deal Media, rumble.com user, Real Deal Media. You can find him there. You can find Marty Waters at Illinois Pay to Play, .com. He's got a big expose of Laura Luma as being a control opposition. And you can follow on X or Twitter at Waters, two T's, Marty. That's his handle there. And then my show sponsor is the Masterpiece. It's a nanozeolite, it's a detox. You can clean out whether you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, whether you've got forever chemicals in you, microplastics, this stuff does it. There will be a link in the show notes with the code. Just go in and do it. All right. That is from yesterday. And let me get out of this and boom, back to Aaron. So Aaron, there's a lot going on. Who do you think is going to fall first, Trudeau or Biden?
Crazy. That's a good question. I don't know. Trudeau's got so many scandals going on. First, I don't like to call him Trudeau. We call him the whore of Havana on our show. So the whore of Havana. Castro, a lot of scandals going on, James.
Yeah, Castro Trudeau. Jr., why he's a whore of Havana. I agree with you.
Well, here's something interesting. I sent a video to you, I think, a couple days ago. His brother was asking for Tucker Carlson to come and interview him because he's got some sort of information on the whore of Havana. And he literally put it out all over the internet. So I don't know if you saw that, but I'll resend it to you. I find that really interesting here during the timing. And there's also a huge scandal going on with the Wuhan lab and the Canadian lab. You heard that one?
Yeah, it's back out in the open again, right? Right when you thought it was, that like it's a nothing burger's dead. Everyone knows it's lab created. Now they're making the connection again to the Chinese scientists and how Trudeau probably sponsored them and got them and whatever, right?
Exactly. There was the new scandal is in 2021, our four-letter agencies withheld documents, what was going on. Two scientists, a Chinese scientist that worked for the Canadian lab in Wuhan, which has level four coxygens, which are very lethal. They were transporting lethal substances to Wuhan and giving all kinds of information to the CCP. And these two individuals got fired. One of them got rehired in Wuhan. And right when this was happening, and they're about to uncover the scandal in 2021, Trudeau called a snap election because he didn't want this information to get out. Recently, the Conservatives under Pierre Poilievre, which last week they got all these documents that took 2 years to get released. They came out and they disclosed this information with a thick pages of redacted information. About 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I get messages from several people that this investigation that I thought would just be a normal thing to do, that anyone would want to investigate that lethal toxins came from Canada and Winnipeg Lab to Wuhan, the New Democrat Party under Jagmeet Singh and Trudeau under the Liberal Party combined together to stop the actual investigation. So as of right now, we're at a standstill. There's no investigation once again. And the whore of Havana seems like he's going to get off the hook. And we all have another scandal. I don't know if you heard this one with the Arrive Can scandal. The Arrivecan, I'll tell you quickly, James, we have a few more minutes.
Yeah.
The Arrivecan scandal, basically in 2021, when everybody had to show their miracle jab on in their passport information, when they came back from Canada, they had to download what's called this Arrivecan scan app, and you put all your information on it. We're just finding out recently this app, which was supposed to cost like $100,000, ended up costing the taxpayers $60 million. So where did the $60 million go?
Oh,
the two guys in a basement, basically, yep. who are not computer technicians. So this thing is blowing up. And then we find out not only did they get
money
for $60
million, $250 million,
a quarter billion.
Yeah.
$250 million missing from Canadian taxpayers because to this company with the two guys in the basement. So right now that investigation is going on. There's investigations with him and hurting people with the vaccines, knowing that they didn't work and didn't effective, and people are hurting and dying all over Canada. It's squeezing in on him. Eventually, the truth is going to sink in, and something's going to give somewhere because he's just getting off the hook time after time.
Well, for now,
President Biden.
Yeah, for now they're getting off the hook, right? Macron in France, Biden, obviously Trudeau, they're all getting off the hook for now. But when the truth comes out and the mainstream media collapses, when the mainstream media commits this final act of treason, because they will be involved trying to get Donald Trump off stage, when they commit a final act of treason to remove Trump and it will fail and it will boomerang, that is when the people will not only recognize that the current governments in the West are totally corrupt and evil, they'll also see mainstream media's, complicitness in taking part in a genocide, taking part of the bankrupting of the people, taking part in propping up these fake governments, these illegal governments. This is going to happen. Then the truth's going to come out, because then big tech will not be able to censor the way they used to. Go ahead.
Correct. Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And especially with these protests that you're seeing, James. I've got some info that Qatar, it's going from basically to Hamas, Qatar, billions of dollars filtered out to George Soros, NGOs, government organizations, foundations. Then it goes to the universities. People are getting paid $35-40 an hour. And if you notice the protests, a lot of masks. So, why, there's no reason to wear a mask unless you're hiding something. And a lot of these people, a good portion of them are university students, absolutely know nothing to do with what's really happening, and they're just getting a paycheck at the end of the day. And that's Antifa, BLM, the whole story. But that's how it works, folks.
That's how it's worked since 2020, Aaron. Let me play a 3-minute video on human trafficking with the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, because this is going to be also the downfall of Trudeau, Biden. They've all been involved in pedophilia. Macron, they've all of them been involved. They're all going to be exposed.
Oh,
it's very important, this coming up video. Hold on. Hang in there, Aaron. This is a good video we want to hear.
And what this is, and I want everybody to see it clearly, federal policy drives illegal immigrant crime and victimization. And that's the focus, other than our victims of human trafficking. Listen, folks, I want to introduce you to Andres Gill, okay? Here's this guy. He's also on this board, but get a look at him for a second. He came down here from New York with three females. All of them are in the country illegally. Did you hear what I said? They're all here illegally. He's the one that comes with them to drive them. These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments, she puts their ads online, she tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured, and they're quote unquote paying off their debt. Now here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe whether you want to believe these victims are human trafficking or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here.
Like 1 minute.
You know, we don't allow sex trade here at all, but New York will allow you to do some stuff if you've got the proper authority. So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said? Listen, folks, if they don't pay $3,000 apiece on Friday, they're in trouble. The human trafficker sets up the deal. Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper. They fly for free down here. Then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these folks. We can't work legally. We're addicted to this cash. It's a lot of cash and it's quick, so we have to give $3,000 a week. We get to keep everything above that. We have a crisis at the border. And because of the crisis at the border, we have people that are victimizing illegal folks, forcing them into the sex trade.
Yes, indeed. Forcing them into the sex trade. Let me unmute you, Aaron. Aaron, you there? Oh, my God. Let me figure out how to unmute you. Oh, there we go. Okay, unmute, Aaron. You have to unmute yourself. Okay. There you go.
Well, one more time, James. I'm so sorry. One more time. I just want to show you this is for the 1,400 Israelis that were massacred on October 7th. See that there?
Yeah, I do see that.
Everyone's standing here. Thanks. Thank you. Everyone's standing here has some sort of connection. A lot of people are upset. And speaking of what you're saying, I'm going to just add to that. Yesterday in Haiti, there was a prison break. And I'm just wondering, is this how they do it? They go to third world countries, let the prison break. And then I'm hearing in Florida how a lot of Haitians are coming across in these beautiful boats. And now they're going to land on Florida. And a lot of these are prison breaks. So we got a lot of prisoners, probably nefarious gangs, thugs coming to Florida.
Murderers.
Coming in the middle of the night, coming at all angles. Yeah, murderers, rapists, all kinds of people, and our governments are just letting this happen. Everything's okay, nothing to see, because your government says so. That just doesn't mesh well with me, you know?
No, doesn't mesh well with me and my audience. I'll tell you that right now. The open borders continue. They're going to pour these people in with the rest of them. But there's going to be an event of some kind this year, in this spring most likely, and it's going to trigger other events with it. And it's going to be like a potential climax, I see, because what's needed is to fully expose the deep state in order to defeat them. And then when the people, like I played,
right,
see it. I played Trump's new ad and talks about uniting the people against this evil. We're in a spiritual war and it's unite against this evil, no matter what your religions are, no matter your far left, you know, Christian conservative, doesn't matter. Yeah. We come together to defeat the Satanists. That is what we're here for.
But the one weapon that they don't have is that we have peace on our side. If we can somehow find a way that we can come together and have peace. And President Trump said he could have peace in the Ukraine war in 24 to 48 hours.
Yep.
I don't know why we're not trying. We're not trying hard enough. This is just getting out of hand. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ukraine is a cabal operation, right? And if Ukraine falls, then NATO comes in, and NATO falls, the cabal's over with, right? Because that's the end of the road is Russia defeating
that's
NATO.
That's exactly it.
Unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
Right? You know what's interesting with what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, like what Putin is doing to Ukraine. How is it any different than what Israel is doing in terms of Gaza, in a sense? I mean, they're both starting wars. They both want to reclaim possible land, or at least control of the land. And both of them are dealing with lots of casualties on both sides. The
Yep.
best thing we can do is peace. But when there's tunnels, and there's just so massive tunnels, President Trump said yesterday, finish the job. He said, finish the job. I wasn't sure like which way, but when he when the commander in chief says finish the job, that means there's more in Gaza in those tunnels, and there's and it's ripping for the pickings with you're talking about human trafficking tunnels and huge population with children. So I mean
Yes.
that's a red flag right there, like it is in Ukraine.
We have tunnels throughout the world that have been involved in adrenochrome harvesting, child sex trafficking, all of that. It's coming to an end. The military white hats have been cleaning out these tunnels apparently everywhere, and Russia's been a part of it, an alliance to it, cleaning out the Ukrainian tunnels. And I guess Kiev might be the last place there, like Gaza is in the Middle East. And all this needs to happen. We need to clean out the evil, expose the evil, realize the children cannot be targeted, right? We have to protect the children because they're the future of humanity.
That's what I do every day. And number 17 said that watch Israel for life. We're thinking that it's the nation of Israel, but
It's
really
not.
it could have been Jacob Rothschild. Jacob's name is or maybe possibly, but Jacob is also Israel in another name per se. But go ahead, James, you're gonna add to that.
No, I'm gonna add to it that Rothschild's original name was Red Shield, but it was also something else before that, like hundreds of years ago. And so yes, the
Like a
Rothschild,
German name or something, yeah.
right, the Rothschild family is credited for the Balfour Declaration, which is the creation of the new state of Israel. So
Correct.
when Q17 said save Israel for last, everyone thought it meant the nation, but it's more likely that it's Rothschild. He died 2 weeks ago. And we've seen since Mitch McConnell stepped down, right? We had Victoria Nuland, Miss Ukraine in America. She stepped down, deep state,
I was
right? We're seeing
shocked. I was shocked when
senators
she stepped down.
that are
Shocked.
not going to
Yeah.
run for re-election. We see the
Correct.
right, the CEO of Vanguard stepping down in a couple of months, right? We're seeing Mitch McConnell going down, right? We
Right.
see kings
Yeah.
and queens
Correct. Yeah.
either removed off stage, replaced with fakes or actors or whatever, but they're gone. So what's coming
Correct.
is,
Yep. Yep.
to me, is a financial crash because the Federal Reserve on this Monday is no longer going to prop up the liquidity of the United States economy. So what's left for the Fed to do?
Yes, correct.
Backstop failing banks. Well, that's that, so the Federal Reserve is finished. And the Federal Reserve was also a creation by
Yes.
the Rothschild and JP Morgan and all of that.
Yeah.
But that's coming to an end.
It's just not sustainable the way things are going. Like as from an economic for being in mortgage sales for 23 years, the
Yep.
way it's just not sustainable to be printing money, handing it over to Ukraine, handing it over to other nations, climate change, LGBT kind of stuff going on. I mean, our country will not be able to sustain this at a
No, because
sustained
it's
pace.
it,
So,
you're
I
giving
mean,
money away and there's no production. There's no return of that money into the economy to
there's
build
no
something.
investment.
Right. There's no
There's absolutely no
return.
investment. Yeah.
It's just
Not
enriching
only that,
people.
James. Yeah, you know what they're doing? Remember during COVID, the bad who loved us, the government was handing out what's called CERB. They were giving about $900 every 2 weeks to Canadians. And you, whether you applied and you were able to get it or not, they still gave it to you. What are they doing a couple of years later? All of a sudden, they're giving all these billions to Ukraine, but now they're asking for this money back. I know people who are like 30 G's and they have no money. They have to go bankrupt because they're going to garnish wages that they already can't afford food and the mortgage or rent as it is. But the government dangled that mortgage rates would be low for years and years, they said. Next thing you know, just like they did in the States, the rates did so much. People are renewing their mortgage come next year. They're going to have a hard time paying an extra 1,000, maybe 3,000 more with high mortgage rates, and who knows if they even qualify. But I call it economic terrorism. You have bad policies can really run a country and a company to the ground, and just like good policies, a CEO can also do very well things for a company.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on all of that. So we're coming near the end of the road is good news. So let's go back to the protest. Because I think it's important for people to understand, you know, there's got, you know, yes, we live in free democracies, republics. Yes, we have the ability to freedom of press, freedom of assembly, freedom to protest, but within reason, right? If you want to go protest, the Palestinians want to protest Israel, go down to the Israeli consulate. And where's the Israeli consulate in Canada?
It's right down Toronto on Bloor and Yonge, literally in the middle of the heart of the city, or University Avenue, sorry. And it's right in the heart, lots of place to protest. It's right close to Queen's Park, which is Doug Ford, Chris Farley, our premier. It's not far away. There's plenty of places. They have been there already. They've been at the consulate. They've been at the U.S. consulate. But coming to synagogue is absolutely unacceptable. No different than if I went to a mosque, my rabbi would give me a kick in the tuchus. It's not happening. I have no intention to do that. But there's got to be a little bit of, I don't know, using your head. It's just not, this is not what Canada is all about. And I'm really kind of disappointed in our, I love law enforcement, but our police should not be allowing this. We also have new anti-hate laws with Bill C-63, where there, if you write something on Facebook or social media, you can go to jail for life or be criminally charged $25,000. Canadians can't already afford it. We don't even know what these laws are. But also predictive, like you're going to say you're going to do something, now they're going to arrest you just like you actually did it. Just like in the movie with, what was it, Tom Cruise, what is it called? The Minority Report.
Yeah, Minority
Similar thing,
Report.
similar idea. And it's, yes, correct. This is Canada. It's really getting worse and worse by the day. But at least we got some sunshine today. They didn't spray as many chemtrails. They tried, but look, it's a beautiful blue sky today. So I'm happy for
It
that.
is beautiful. Aaron, you got 2 minutes to close out. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay, where can I start? I mean, you know, I never imagined I never imagined in a million years, James. I'm a mortgage guy. I've been in sales. I'm like very simple guy. But when I saw like my country slipping apart from COVID and so many people getting, getting, split apart through 6 feet apart, family split apart. My friends didn't want to see me if you didn't take the vaccine, or and now they're trying to dissect it. No different with a color revolution. They're trying to dissect it with religion, Israel and Palestine. They're trying to dissect it with Ukraine and Russia. They want us all dissected. But the truth of the matter is, Jim, we have to keep our eye on the ball and see what's really going on. And what's really going on is that our politicians have done some nefarious things and they've put us in this place. We cannot continue under this it's unsustainable under this economic path that we're doing. Spending money, printing money with no investment back to Canadians or fake investment. You have fake news? We have fake investment now. They're trying to say that, giving all this money to Ukraine is going to be great for Canada with security guarantees.
That is
The only
such
thing
a
I'm
lie.
guaranteeing is that if these people continue, it is such a lie. If I can guarantee security that we will not have a country in another 4 years with the horror of Havana. It's time for a change of batter. I don't care who it is. If it's my neighbor across the street or James, if you want to run for Prime Minister of Canada, I would totally give you my vote. But we need someone different right now because what he's doing is economic terrorism. It's my new definition. And when you intentionally do bad and nefarious things to people, many families have been split apart and hurt financially, spiritually, with hopeless, with the whore of Havana who does absolutely nothing for Canadians. So I think it's time for a change. And that's the reason I'm doing this. And that's the reason for our kids too, James. I'm here for our kids because I want to see them have a better future. It's not even about me. Everything I do, Real Deal Media, and when we talk, it's for our kids. So thank you so much for having me again. And we should only have blessings, man. Only have blessings.
I
We
agree,
got
Aaron.
this. We got this.
Yeah, we do got it. It's going to be a little rough seas, but we're going to get through this. Thank you very much, Aaron. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. Everyone be blessed.
Yeah.
Good.
All good.
The natural health field is saturated with recommendations to take this or that supplement. Where are these products sourced? Are they all natural, as they claim? Are they as potent as they claim? Introducing Masterpiece, invented by co-creator Matthew Hazen, who took his idea to Michael Coe, chief scientific officer at Kansas State University. Together, they developed what they intended to be the best nano-sized chelator available. Masterpiece ended up to be so completely effective that it greatly diminishes the need for any other products. The highest quality zeolite was sourced. But what made Masterpiece so effective that the forever chemicals and toxins so deeply lodged in our bodies would be released in a safe and effective manner? They created a unique range of particle sizing to target toxins nanometer sized and smaller. These are bound magnetically and effortlessly released. The Masterpiece Company team is aligned with the highest intention and holds a provably high consciousness field. This transfers to the formula, yet it is also structured and infused with additional energetics, making it an unduplicable product that is truly a masterpiece.
So that's the sponsor for our show, Masterpiece. If you really want to get healthy and clean out your body, as we go through this, all the microplastics, all the chemtrailing, all the GMO foods, all the toxins in the air, time to do it. Even if your family members or others are vaccinating and shedding on you, you want to get a product like this. Highly recommend it. It'll be in the show notes. I'm going to play one last video to close out because these girls are young. They're blonde. Oh, my God. They're white. They're talented. And so the left is going nuclear on them, right? They're really nasty. Because all the transgenderism that's going on in woke Hollywood and woke New York City, they have no talent whatsoever. All the talent is artificial. It is barren. It is devoid of humanity. Well, these girls rock. Let me play this last short 30-second clip because it's worth listening to. It is about hope. And yes, we're going to be creating great music once again.
Everybody's got their little slice of heaven. Mine's in the Georgia pines, 7 miles east of a Wildcat Creek. If you blink, it'll pass you by. Granddaddy walked barefoot up and down this road. Now I am too. I'm learning how to live, walking this dirt where he was walking to school.
Yeah, I will say they're wonderful. I'm not even a country music fan, but God bless them because they're in my heart. You could feel the spirit. Feel the spirit, everyone. We're not going to be defeated. We're going to win this war. It's coming to a conclusion at some point this spring, summer, because it's the end of the road of the cabal, right? Trudeau's falling down. Joe Biden's falling down. God bless you. I'll be back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's vice president, Michelle Traveras. We dive deep into hospitals and vaccines tomorrow. On Unrestricted Warfare. Have a great night.